This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in Japan on Saturday as he brought calls for support against Russia to the G7 summit. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Volodymyr Zelensky touched down for the Group of Seven summit in Hiroshima at a time when his request for Ukraine to be supplied with F-16 fighter jets appears to have made progress. On Friday, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said President Joe Biden had endorsed training Ukrainian pilots to fly the jets, which Kyiv says are more effective than the Soviet-era fighters it still uses. The TASS news agency quoted Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Grushko on Saturday as saying that Western countries would be running colossal risks if they supplied Ukraine with F-16s.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Ukraine says fighting in Bakhmut is still going and is rejecting a claim from Wagner head Yevgeny Prigozhin, who said Saturday his Russian mercenary group had completed capture of the city. Reuters correspondent Edward Barn reports.
Distant explosions could be heard in the background as Prigozhin spoke during the video, in which he said his forces would withdraw from Bakhmut from May 25th for rest and retraining, handing control to the regular Russian army. Prigozhin also taunted Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. President Joe Biden, who were taking part in a Group of Seven summit in Japan on Saturday, where the Ukraine war was front of mind for world leaders. Addressing Zelensky, Prigozhin said, "Today, when you see Biden, kiss him on the top of his head. Say hi to him from me."
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. Meeting in the Saudi port city of Jeddah, the Sudanese army and rapid support forces signed off on a 7-day ceasefire that's due to take effect on Monday evening in Sudan.